it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
That wonderful name, Jesus, hallelujah, that wonderful name, Jesus, hallelujah, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. Hallelujah, that wonderful name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, that wonderful name. Jesus. Hallelujah,
that wonderful name.
Jesus, there is no. Father, we bless your name. Because you have a name that's above every other name. What a glorious name. What a powerful name. What a majestic name. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the past convention. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your mercy, your faithfulness, your support, your journey mercy, your provision, your peace, your security, your joy, the hope of glory. Glory, 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 glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are here again. Another conventions have come. Take preeminence. Just take preeminence. Like never before, be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe by now you've got a copy of the programs. So you have a rough idea of how the things will move. Of course, that is just a tentative program. The Holy Spirit can alter the program any moment. I will be happy if he does. I will be equally happy if he allows it to go on as
scheduled.
The theme for our convention
Akoribu ajodun olododun wa yi.
Which will also be the theme for the ministers' conference.
Eyi ti o tun je akori ibanisoro fun ipejopo awon ojise Olorun yi.
Is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Amu latinu iwe keji Korinti ori ikata.
Verse 18.
Ese ikeji din ni ogun.
2 Corinthians 3 verse 18.
Iwe keji Korinti ori ikata ese ikeji din ni ogun.
But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo wa ń wo ogun Olúwa láìsí ìbòjú bí ẹni pé nínú àwòjíjì.
Are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
A sì ń pawádà sí àwòrán kan náà láti ògo dé ògo.
Even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Àní bí láti ọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa tí ṣe ẹ̀mí.
From glory to glory.
Láti ògo dé ògo.
If I ask you what is the underlying principle when you talk about from glory to glory, one word, what will you say that principle is?
Tí mo bá sọ béèrè lọ́wọ́ wa pé kí ni ohun pàtàkì àfagi sí nídìí ní ti ohun tí a ń pè ní láti inú ògo dé ògo, kí ni ọ̀rọ̀ kan ṣoṣo gbólóhùn kan tí yóò wá sínú ọkàn rẹ?
Who can help us?
Sani ẹni tí ó lè ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Yes. Progress, growth.
Ìdàgbàsókè.
Yes, ma'am. Transformation,
ìyípadà.
Yes. Eh? Lifting, yes. Change.
Ìyípadà.
That's the word.
Èyí gangan náà ni ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
From glory to glory.
Láti inú ògo dé inú ògo.
The underlying word in that theme is what? Change.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ìfagisí lábẹ́ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ tí a wí ni ìyípadà.
Promotion is change.
Ìgbéga ó túmọ̀ sí ìyípadà.
Progress is what? Change.
Ìtẹ̀síwájú ó túmọ̀ sí ìyípadà.
Transformation is what? Change.
Ìyípadà òun náà la tún pè ní ìyípadà.
Lifting up is what? Change.
Ìgbésókè bákan náà ó jẹ́ ìyípadà.
So the underlying principle that we will consider during this minister's conference and during the convention is change.
Kókó pàtàkì tí a ní láti fi èdè nínú nípa rẹ̀ ní ti ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ ti àjọ̀dún yìí àpáàpá nínú ìpéjọpọ̀ yìí òun náà ni ìyípadà.
Now I'm sure you know that there are two kinds of change.
Ó dá mi lójú wípé ẹ mọ̀ wípé irú ìyípadà méjì ló ń bẹ.
Who can tell me the two kinds?
Ta ló lè sọ fún mi ní ti ìyípadà méjì yìí?
Yes, ma. Good, change for the better.
Ìyípadà sí rere.
And change for what? For what?
Àti ìyípadà sí búburú.
There could be an upward change, there could be a downward change.
Ìyípadà ìgòkòsókè lè wà. Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni ìyípadà ìrẹ̀sílẹ̀ tàbí ìpadà sílẹ̀ lè wà.
There could be an expansion, there could be a diminishing.
Ìyípadà ìmúgbòòrò lè wà. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ìyípadà ìdínkù ó lè wà.
So, we could have for better or for worse.
Ní títorí báyìí, a lè ní ìyípadà fún rere tàbí fún òdì kejì rẹ̀.
We could have expansion or diminishing.
A sì lè ní ìyípadà fún ìmúgbòòrò tàbí wípé ìyípadà sí ìdínkù.
We could have upward or downward.
A sì lè ní ìyípadà ní gígòkè sókè àti ìyípadà sí sísọ̀kalẹ̀ lọ sí ìsàlẹ̀.
For example, if we try to start with the change of for better and for worse.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ tí a bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ báyìí pé ní ti ìyípadà sí rere àti ìyípadà sí búburú.
You find a classical example in 2 Kings chapter 5.
A ó rí àpẹẹrẹ tó yanjú gedegbe nínú ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí ìkarùn.
2 Kings chapter 5.
Ìwé kejì ti àwọn ọba orí ìkarùn.
tells us the story of Naaman.
O so itan arakunrin ti a pe ni Naaman fun wa.
When he got healed,
nigba ti o ri imularada re gba,
what kind of change did he have?
Eru iyipada wo lo ni?
Change for
o je iyipada si rere.
And when Gehazi picked up the leprosy,
nigba ti Gehazi so ti he ete to kuro lara re,
what kind of change did Gehazi
have?
He has a change for the worse. And when we're talking of a change for expansion, or if you call it increase and decrease,
ti a ba si wa tun soro nipa iyipada si imugoke tabi pupo si tabi iyipada si didiku tabi kekere si
pupo si ase didiku
a pupo si ati didiku.
You find a good example in Matthew 25.
How do you apply the law? Didn't we Matthew or you can read any ago?
Verse 14-30.
Lati ase ikari lati didi ase ago.
Matthew 25:14-30.
Matthew or you can read the ago ase ikari lati didi ase ago.
Tells us the story of the talents.
O sabu aditi itati talenti.
Told us of a man who started off with 5. When the 5 became 10. And then there is a man who started off with 1. And at the end of the day, the 1 was taken away from him and given to the man who already had 10.
Okan chocho na to ni agba kuro le owo re a se ti fun arakunrin eyi to ni ti ni mewa tele ri.
So the man who started off with 5 ended up with 11.
And it you bere pelu talent maru o pari re si talent mokala.
So that man had a change.
Eyi arakunrin yi o ni iyipada,
a change of increase.
Eyi ti o a le pe ni iyipada pupo si.
The man who had only 1 also experienced a change. We talk about upward change and downward change. You can find a good example in
1 Samuel.
Chapter 3. From verse
19-21.
1 Samuel 3:19-21. Talked about Samuel.
Oh, Samuel.
How he kept on growing in the Lord. How he became an established prophet in the whole land of Israel.
Gege bi o ti di woli ti a fe sere mule ti o si gbajumo ni gbogbo ile orilede Israel.
That was an upward change. He kept on getting higher and higher in the Lord.
Eleyi je iyipada igoke soke ninu Oluwa. O ntesiwaju o si ngoke si lojojumo ninu Oluwa.
Now when you compare that with 1 Samuel chapter 2.
Nigba ti abawa fi eleyi se afiwe iwe kini Samuel kana ori keji.
Verse 12-18.
Lati ese keji lati ti di ese ikeji dilogun.
1 Samuel chapter 2.
Iwe kini ti Samuel ori keji.
Verse 12-18.
Lati ese keji lati ti di ese keji dini ogun.
You find the sons of Eli.
Ori awon omo Eli.
That in their own case they kept on going from bad to worse.
Ni ti oran ti won inche ni won lo lati nu ibaje sinu buburu.
They kept on having changes downward.
Each and one ni yipada iresilesi ati ilosilesi.
So you could have change for better or for worse.
Ole ni yipada fun rere tabi buburu.
Which one do you want?
Ewo ni won fe ninu mejeji yi rere ni.
You could have a change for increase or decrease.
Be na ni ole ni iyipada si pipo si ati didiku.
Which one do you want?
Ewo ni won fe ninu mejeji yi.
You could have a change for upward movement or downward movement.
O si le ni iyipada si gikoko si lojojumo tabi wi pe iresile lojojumo.
Which of the two do you want?
Ewo ninu mejeji yi ni won fe.
May I warn you from the day there is bound to be change during this convention. And it is not possible for anyone to remain on the same spot. You are either climbing or descending. You will either improve or go worse. You could increase or decrease. There is bound to be change during this minister's conference. During these conventions. That's why I want to appeal to you from day
one.
That this is likely to be a very serious minister's conference. That is why, apart from 30 minutes after we finish tonight, is the deadline for talking. So if you want to greet anyone, you want to ask questions, you do it within the 30 minutes from the time we close tonight. After that, you will only greet by waving. The silence will be broken Monday evening. Of course, if we are here and we ask you questions, you can answer. If you want to talk during this minister's conference, talk upwards. Talk where? So just adjust yourself immediately. We are talking about change. Tell your mouth. You're on holidays till Monday evening. You will open during exams on Monday evening. Change is costly. Whether change for the better or for worse. Whether it is positive change or negative change. Change is always expensive.
Daju,
if you want to change from a school certificate holder to a graduate, you have to pay a price.
Bi o ba fe yi pada kuro ninu oniwe eri grammar si oniwe eri to ti lo si university. Daju, oni lati gba arin yi pada koja.
If you want to change from a lady to a mother, you know yourself, you are going to pay a price.
Bi o ba si fe kuro nipo omi dan lo si ipo iya awon omo oni lati koja ninu awon yi pada kan.
If you want to change from being an ordinary member of the church to becoming a pastor, it is expensive.
Bi o ba si fe yi pada kuro ninu jiji omo ijo lasan si wi pe o fe di alufa tabi ojise olorun oni lati na ni ohun to po.
If you want to change from being an ordinary minister and you want to become one with a miraculous ministry, you have a price to pay.
Ti o ba fe yi pada to fe fe ni yi pada kuro ninu jije ojise olorun ti o munadoko pupo si ojise olorun ti a fi ise ise iyanu ojojumo le lowo oni lati la awon yi pada pupo koja.
Change is costly.
Iyipada ma mu inawo inarawa inani ni ohun kan.
Take the example of Naaman.
Eje ki a mu apere ti Naaman yi.
In 2 Kings chapter 5.
Ninu we awon oba keji ori ikarun.
Verse 9 to 13.
Lati ese kese titi di ese ketala.
2 Kings 5.
Iwe awon oba keji ori ikarun.
Verse 9 to 13.
Lati ese kese titi di ese ketala.
When he was coming for healing, he brought a lot of money. He was willing to pay any price. But the chain that he had cost him something far, far beyond money. It cost him his pride. Here was a great man. Successful man. Rich man. Famous man. But he was reduced to nothing by the prophet of God. Go and take your bath in Jordan. Dip yourself 7 times in Jordan. Now Jordan River is a dirty river.
As it's up where Jordan
and he had some clean rivers at home. The prophet did not even come out to see him. I mean, here was a man that had people shaking when they mentioned his name. But he was treated as if he was nobody. But he humbled himself after the advice of one of his servants. And he had a change for the better. I pray that you will have a change for the better.
Amen.
If you look at the same 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 27.
2
Kings 5:27. Oh, Gehazi also had a costly price to pay for his change. Even though his change was a change for the worse, but it cost him heavily. Cost him his health. Cost him his ministry. Cost him an opportunity to become the most powerful man who ever lived in the Old Testament. Because he could have had double the portion of the anointing on Elisha. Unfortunately, Elisha had to die with the anointing.
But nigba ti gbogbo re kuku ma da lona bi be Elisha ni lati ku pelu ifororo yan re.
Change is costly.
Eyi pada ma nani ni ohun kan.
In the story of the talents,
ninu itati talenti,
the man who had a change for increase,
arakunrin ti o ni iyipada fun imuposi,
we discover in Matthew 25 verse 20.
Ari ninu iwe Matthew ori karodilogbon ese ogun,
that it cost him something.
Ipe o na ohun ti kalara re ni ohun kan.
It cost him effort.
O na ni isapa ati isakitiyan.
He gave him 5 talents.
Afun ni talenti marun.
He worked, he labored with those 5 talents.
O si fi talenti marun yi se ise gidigidi, o fi sowo.
And so he gained 5 more.
O si jere talenti marun si.
The 5 extra talents didn't come from out of nowhere. He labored for the 5.
Talenti marun ti o le si yi ki se pe o rin gbendeke wole odo re ni. Ise lo sakitiyan. O si sapa lati fi sowo.
So if you want to increase, you must labor.
Nitori be ti iwo na ba fe ma po si, o ni lati sakitiyan.
The man who lost the 1 talent that he had,
arakunrin eyi ti o so talent kan soso na ti o ninu,
if you look at Matthew 25 verse 26 to 30,
ti a ba wo ninu iwe Matthew ori karundin ni ogbon ese ikerindinlogbon titi di ese ogbon.
Matthew 25.
Matthew, ori karundin ni ogbon.
Verse 26 to 30.
Ese ikerindin ni ogbon titi di ese ogbon.
His change also cost him a lot.
Iyipada ti e na o na ni opolopo nkan.
He lost his talent.
O so talent re ni o padanu talent re.
He lost his freedom.
Bakana ni o padanu ominira re.
I mean, they bound him and cast him out into outer darkness.
What day? Tawo tese as he saw sinu okuku biribiri ni ta.
He lost his ministry.
Bakana ni o tun padanu ise ranse re.
He had no talents to use anymore.
Ko ni talent kankan lati tun lo fun ise ranse mo.
So it is even more expensive to have a change for the worse than it is to have a change for the better.
Ije lo tile je ohun to nani lowo tabi to nani ni ohun kan julo lati ni iyipada si buburu tabi ohun ti ko dara ju lati ni iyipada si ohun rere lo.
Increasing takes effort.
Pipo si o ise lo mu oni gbodo ma se pelu isapa.
But it is cheaper to improve than to decrease.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó pọ̀kú yọ̀kú láti máa pọ̀ sí ju pé kí ènìyàn dínkù sí.
If you will pay the price to increase, what you will pay to increase is far far less than what you will pay to decrease.
Tí o bá máa pọ̀ sí, o máa ní ìyípadà sí púpọ̀ sí ohun ìdíyelé tàbí ohun tó máa san. O kéré lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ sí pé kí ènìyàn wá ní ìyípadà sí ìrẹ̀sílẹ̀.
In the case of Samuel that the Bible said grew,
ní ti Samuel tí Bíbélì sọ fún wa pé ó ń dàgbà sí i,
in the Lord,
nínú Olúwa,
it cost him something.
Ó na ní ohun kan.
In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 18,
nínú ìwé kìíní Samuel orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún.
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 18,
ìwé kìíní Samuel orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún.
The Bible tells us,
Bíbélì sọ fún wa,
that Samuel ministered to the Lord.
Pé Samuel ń ṣírù fún Olúwa.
He wasn't idle, he ministered.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí wípé kìí ṣe wípé ó jẹ́ ẹni tí tí kò rí nǹkan fọwọ́ ṣe tàbí ọlẹ́kan, ṣùgbọ́n ń ṣe ló ń sìnrú, ó ń sin Ọlọ́run.
As for the sons of Eli,
ní ti àwọn ọmọ Eli wọ̀nyí,
they paid it a heavy price.
Àwọn tìkálára wọn san ìdíyelé ńláńlá.
They lost their ministry.
Wọ́n pàdánù àwọn iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ wọn.
They lost their heritage.
Wọ́n sọ ogún ìní wọn nù.
I mean, God had said that their father's family will stand before him forever.
Ọlọ́run ti sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ wípé bàbá wọn ni yóò máa dúró níwájú òun
But God changed his mind and said, because of these boys, he said, no, I said it before, now I'm not saying it again. And finally, it cost them their life. There's a passage there that I will want you to read. It's a pretty long one, but please make sure you read it tonight because there's something serious there.
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 22 to 34.
I discovered something there that shook me. First Samuel chapter 2 verse 22 to 34. I thought that Eli was not really correcting his children.
But
no, he called them, he told them that what they were doing was wrong. But if you look at verse 25 there, Eli was speaking and he said, if one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Now look at the passage that shook me. Notwithstanding the hearkening not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord will slay them. Did you discover that in the Bible? Is that in your Bible too? Why did the boys not listen to their father? Because God wanted to kill them. Just put that one in your left hand, because during this conference, God willing, we want to talk about those whom God wants to kill. To die is a change. It is a change. So, Eli's sons' prize were their ministry, their heritage, their life.
Gbogbo awon omo Eli patapata.
And their life. Now you cannot stand still. It's either you are climbing, or you are descending. It has to be one of the two. It's either you are increasing or you are decreasing. It's either you are improving or you are deteriorating. There is no way you can stand still.
soju kan.
Nature does not allow it.
Ìṣẹ̀dá pàápà kò gbà á láàyè.
Even as we are sitting down here.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwa ti jókòó níhìn-ín.
We are moving.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni a wà lórí ìṣiṣẹ́.
We are getting closer and closer to the grave.
Lójoojúmọ́ là ń fi ọjọ́ kọ̀ọ̀kan súnmọ́ bòjì sí.
Since you came here now, at least 1 hour had gone.
Nígbà tí a jókòó sí yìí, tàti dé yìí lónìí, wákàtí kan ó kéré tán ó ti ré kọjá lọ.
There's nothing you can do to bring that 1 hour back.
Kò sí ohun kan èyí tó lè ṣe láti mú wákàtí kan tó ti ré kọjá yìí padà.
From the day a child is born, the child started to die.
Láti ọjọ́ tí a bá ti bí ìkókó ọmọ sí orílẹ̀-èdè ayé, ọjọ́ náà ló ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní kú.
And I've described to you what backsliding means.
Mo sì ti ṣàlàyé fún wa sẹ́yìn ní ti ohun tí ìpadà sẹ́yìn túmọ̀ sí.
Backsliding does not necessarily mean going back to fornication and adultery.
Ìpadà sẹ́yìn kò kúkú fi dandan túmọ̀ sí wípé láti máa lọ ṣe àgbèrè tàbí panṣágà.
Backsliding in the actual sense means you are not where you are supposed to be.
Ìpadà sẹ́yìn ní ọ̀nà tó yé ni. Tó sì fìdí múlẹ̀ ni pé o ò sí níbi tó yẹ kó o wà.
You are not exactly where you are supposed to be. That's the meaning of backsliding.
O ò sí níbi tó yẹ kó o wà. Ìyẹn gẹ́gẹ́gẹ́ ní ìtumọ̀ ìpadà sẹ́yìn.
If you are in Form 4 last year.
Tí ó bá jẹ́ pé oníwèé kẹrin ló wà ní ọdún tó kọjá.
And you are in Form 4 this year.
Tí o sì tún wà nínú ìwé kẹrin nínú ọdún tá a wà yìí.
You are a backslider.
Dájúdájú a padà sẹ́yìn ènìyàn kan ni ọ́.
You are not standing still.
Oh, kìí ṣe wípé ṣe ló dúró rí gidi.
You have moved back.
Ó ti padà sẹ́yìn.
Because your classmates are now in Form 5.
Nítorí pé àwọn ọ̀gbà rẹ tẹjọ́ wà, tẹjọ́ ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ bọ̀, àwọn ti bọ́ sí ìwé karùn-ún báyìí.
Your classmates have become your senior.
Àwọn tí ẹ jùmọ̀ jọ jẹ́ ẹgbẹ́ nínú kíka ìwé, wọ́n ti wá di ẹni tí ó tayọ rẹ báyìí.
Those who are your junior by 1 year last year had caught up with you.
Àwọn tí wọ́n sì kéré sí ọ tí nínú ìwé kíkà yìí wọ́n ti wá lé ọba ẹjùmọ̀jọ tí wá wà níbi ìkẹ́kọ̀ọ́ kan náà.
The same thing goes for you in the spiritual.
Bákan náà ni eléyìí ń túmọ̀ sí fún wa pàápàá nínú ohun ti ẹ̀mí.
If your prayer time was 1 hour at a time last year.
Bí ó bá ṣe pé àkókò àdúrà rẹ ní ọdún tó kọjá wákàtí kan péré ni.
And this year it's also 1 hour.
Tí ó sì jẹ́ pé nínú ọdún tá a tún wà yìí náà wákàtí kan péré náà ló yìí ń gbàdúrà.
You are not standing still, you have backslidden.
Dájúdájú o dúró rí gidi ṣùgbọ́n o ti padà sẹ́yìn.
You have to keep on moving.
Ìṣe lo ní láti tẹra máa ń ṣe láti máa tẹ̀síwájú.
You are either climbing or descending.
Yálà wípé kó o máa gòkè sókè tàbí wípé kó o máa sọ̀kalẹ̀.
If you look at Philippians chapter 3.
Tí a bá wò nínú ìwé Philippi, orí ìkẹta.
Verse 12-14.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Philippians 3:12-14.
Ìwé Philippi orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Paul said.
Paul wípé.
I am forgetting those things which are behind.
Èmi ń gbàgbé àwọn ohun ti ẹ̀yìn.
And I press on.
Èmi sì ń tẹ̀síwájú, mò ń lépa ìṣó. Mo ń lépa ìṣó.
When you look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 14.
Nígbà tí a bá ti wo ìwé Kọ́lọ́sì orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Colossians 4:14.
Ìwé Kọ́lọ́sì orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
The Bible talked about Demas.
Bíbélì sọ nípa Dema.
And he was a co-laborer with Paul.
Ẹni tí ó jẹ́ alábàjíjẹ́pọ̀ pẹ̀lú Paulu.
But by the time you read 2 Timothy chapter 4.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ó bá máa fi kà nínú ìwé kejì Timothy orí kejì orí kẹrin.
2 Timothy chapter 4.
Ìwé kejì Timothy orí kẹrin.
Verse 10-11.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá títí dé ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá.
You will discover that Demas had already gone back.
Wà á rí níbẹ̀ pé Demas ti padà sẹ́yìn.
So there must be change.
Ìyípadà gbọ́dọ̀ wà.
As a matter of fact, whether you like it or not, change is already changing.
Lótìtọ́ àti lódodo, bí o faramọ́ o bó faramọ́ ìyípadà ti ń yípadà.
All we are now saying is, are you changing with change or are you being changed negatively by change?
Ohun tí àwa ń wí ní ìsinmi wípé ṣé ìwọ náà ń yípadà pẹ̀lú ìyípadà yìí tàbá yí ọ padà.
Is the current of change taking you higher or taking you lower?
Ṣé ẹ̀fúnfù yí padà yìí? Ó wá ń ru ọ sókè ni tàbí ó ń rẹ̀ ọ sílẹ̀?
Now if you want to ascend,
tí o bá fẹ́ máa wá gòkè lọ,
if you want to keep changing positively,
tí o bá fẹ́ máa gun òkè lọ tí a sọ pé òun yí padà ní ọ̀nà tí ó rẹwà,
there are things you must do.
Àwọn ohun kan wà tí o ní láti gbé ṣe.
I will just mention about one or two.
A ó kàn fi ẹnu kan bí ọ̀kan tàbí méjì ni.
And then we will round off for tonight.
Lẹ́yìn èyí tó jẹ́ pé a mú ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ ti àṣálẹ́ ìwádìí ìdánidúró.
Because I know many of you have traveled a long distance.
Nítorí tí a mọ̀ pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yín ló ti rin ìrìn àjò láti ọ̀nà jíjìn wá.
This kind of change we are in for requires freshness.
Ẹrú ìyípadà tí à ń wí yìí ń ṣe ni ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú kí ara tutù rojo rojo.
Hebrews 12 verse 1.
Ìwé Hebrews orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
Hebrews 12 verse 1.
Ìwé Hebrews orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
Tells us that we must lay aside weights.
Ó sọ fún wa pé ká pa ohun ìdíwọ́ gbogbo tì sí apá kan.
Anybody who wants to climb must remove those things that can pull him down.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá fẹ́ máa gòkè lọ, ó ní láti mú gbogbo nǹkan wọn nì. Èyí tó lè ṣe ìdíwọ́ fún kúrò lójú ọ̀nà ara rẹ̀.
I've told you a story before.
A ti sọ ìtàn kan fún wa tẹ́lẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ rí.
A man went out in a boat.
Arákùnrin kan jáde lọ nínú ọkọ̀ ojú omi kan.
With his wife and his daughter.
Àti ìyàwó rẹ̀ àti ohun ọmọbìnrin rẹ̀.
When they got out to sea,
nígbà tí wọ́n sì dé ojú agbami lọ́hùn-ún,
there was a storm.
Ìjì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní jà.
And the boat capsized.
Oyè ọkọ̀ ojú omi sì dojú dé.
And only the man could swim.
Ọkùnrin yìí nìkan ṣoṣo sì lẹni tó lè lúwẹ̀ẹ́.
So he carried the wife on the right hand.
Ó gbé ìyàwó rẹ̀ sí apá ọ̀tún.
And the daughter on the left hand.
Ó sì gbé ọmọbìnrin rẹ̀ sí apá òsì rẹ̀.
And he began to swim towards the shore.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní lúwẹ̀ẹ́ lọ sí etí bèbè.
But when he was so far from the shore,
nígbà tí ọ̀nà rẹ̀ sì jìn sí etí bèbè,
he began to grow tired.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rẹ̀.
So he had a choice.
Ó sì wá ní yíyàn kan.
To drop one of the two people he's holding.
Láti ju ẹnìkan sílẹ̀ nínú àwọn ẹni méjì tí ó gbé kọ́pá.
Other one to safety.
Kí ó ba lè gbé ìkan tó kù dé ibi iyì.
Or to hold on to the two.
Tàbí pé kí ó kúkú di kó gbé àwọn méjèèjì kọ́pá.
And the three of them will sink.
Kí àwọn mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta kí wọ́n sì mumi kú.
So he took a choice.
Ó wá ní yíyàn kan, ó sì yàn.
He dropped the daughter.
Ó ju ọmọbìnrin rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
And in spite of the cry of the poor girl,
lórí gbogbo igbe tí ọmọbìnrin rẹ̀ yìí bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ké,
he managed to swim to the shore with his wife.
Ó làkàkà láti lúwẹ̀ẹ́ dé etí bèbè pẹ̀lú ìyàwó rẹ̀.
You want to climb?
Ó fẹ́ gòkè bí?
You may need to cut off one or two things.
Bóyá o ní láti gé àwọn ohun kan tàbí àwọn ohun méjì kúrò.
One of the things you will start cutting off is your talkativeness.
Ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ohun tí o ní láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gé kúrò láti ìsinsìnyí lọ, òun náà ni àwíjù rẹ.
See, because you need to hear from God during these few days.
Ní títorí pé láàrin ìwọ̀n àwọn ọjọ́ kúkúrú yìí, o ní láti gbọ́ ohùn láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run wá.
Many a times God wants to speak to you, but you are busy talking.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run bá fẹ́ bá ọ sọ̀rọ̀, àwíjù rẹ, àwí ìdánudúró rẹ kò jẹ́ kó gbọ́.
So that's why we are trying to help you by saying, from now on till we finish on Monday, you keep quiet.
Nípasẹ̀ báyìí náà ni a ṣe ń gbìyànjú láti ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ wípé láti ìsinsìnyí lọ títí di àṣálẹ̀ ọjọ́ Ajé, kí a wà ní ìdákẹ́ jẹ́jẹ́.
But in the meantime, you will want to pray. Lord, I want to change for the better.
Oluwa, mo fe yi pada si rere.
I want to change upwards.
Emi fe yi pada si gigoke ninu re.
I want to increase, not decrease.
Mo fe ma po si ni, mi o fe dinku.
So, whatever it is that might hinder my climbing.
Nititori na ohun ohun eyi to le se idiwo igoke soke mi.
Lord, please reveal to me.
Oluwa jowo tu asiri re fun mi.
During these few days, O Lord.
Laarin awon iba ojo die yi Oluwa.
If I have been descending.
Bi o ba se pe nje ni mo tin so kale lo si ilepepe.
Change my direction.
Oluwa yi isokale mi pada si igoke.
If I have been decreasing.
Bi o ba si je pe nje ni mo tin diku.
Change my direction. If I've been heading for hell, change my direction. If I've been heading for shame, change my direction. Before this minister's conference is over, I want to begin to move from glory to glory. Shall we go and pray?
You are the only one who can call and then support. You are the one who can call and not put to shame. You are the only one who can call and defend and protect and promote. You are a wonderful Lord. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being powerful. Thank you for being holy. Thank you for being glorious. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being tremendous. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Father, we want to say good morning to you once again. We welcome you into our lives. And we pray that your name will be glorified in our lives today.
Amen.
Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for change. Thank you for journey mercy. Thank you for past conventions. Thank you for past minister conferences. Thank you for today. Thank you for tomorrow. Thank you for every day. Glory be to your holy name. We are here again, Lord. Please bless us. Challenge us. Change us. Transform us. Draw us closer to yourself. At the end of everything, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, for we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 3:18. What's the theme, by the way?
Kini akori?
From glory to glory.
Latinogo, sinogo.
And what is the underlying principle?
Kini koko oroyega.
Change.
Oni yipada.
Now how many kinds of change do we have?
Eru yipada melo lani.
Two.
Mejini.
For better. Or for worse.
Tabi peburu.
Expanding.
Biboro ni.
Or diminishing.
Tabi rasile.
Upward.
Giga soke.
Oh, down. This man, you are so busy selling programs. The program will help you answer your questions.
Sit down.
I hope you are a sheep. And then we give examples of those who had changes for the better. Or one example of somebody who had a change for the better. Who was that fellow?
Daniel.
What? Naaman? And someone had a change for the worse. Somebody had a change that led to increase or expanding. Who was that fellow? Man with 10 talents or 5 talents. Became 10 and then became 11. And somebody had a change that was a diminishing change. Yes. The man with 1 talent.
And
then there was someone who had a change that was an upward change.
Samuel.
And then some had a chain that was a downward chain. Son of Eli. And then we said something about change. That change is cheap. It's what?
Costly.
What did the change for the better cost Naaman?
It
cost him his pride. And the change for the worse, what did it cost Gehazi?
It's
what? His health, ministry, and power. Good. It looks as if you are likely to pass your exam on Monday. We shall see. In the story of the talents, the man who had a change for increase, what did it cost him?
Effort.
And the one who had a change for diminishing, what did it cost him? Loss of talent.
Also, talent.
Loss of freedom.
Also,
and loss of ministry. Okay. Now, in the case of Samuel, who had a change upwards, what did it cost him? It cost him ministry. Effort, all right. And the sons of Eli, what was the cost they paid? Ministry. Heritage. Now, we said something about standing still. What was it we said? You can't stand still. You can't stand still. Which means what? You are either climbing or descending. Increasing or decreasing. Improving or deteriorating. Alright, and then we mentioned somebody who was climbing.
As you saw Daruka in the car.
What's his name? Paul.
Paul.
All right. And we mentioned somebody who was descending. Demas.
Demas.
Good. Then we said to ascend, the first thing you must do.
Is
what?
Is
Me o gbayan o Lay aside weight. Lay aside.
Oh, go to lay funny lateral. Say, lateral. Say, but how to say back on?
So we continue from there.
How to swear to lateral?
When we say lay aside weight, we mean lay aside anything whatsoever, whatever the thing may be that could drag you down.
But as a peg, I feel we will go on it. Say, you need to go to live. I want to get a party.
And we gave you the story of a man who had to let go
as a penny,
his daughter.
It's all a conican. It's all Latin Jawa, a mother of the law.
In order to save himself and at least his wife.
Go by Leba Ararela Ati Yawore Pelu.
And I gave an illustration along this line in Nairobi some days ago.
Happy Aquare Yiya. So bound Elon ni Nairobi ni wadome local saying.
By the way, we bring you greetings from all our ministers in the east and south of Africa.
Amo ikiniwa punye latu yodobuba one rocha lono. So what ni ilauru at ni South Africa.
And we've just had a wonderful convention.
Like
conference rather.
And pejopo I want rocha lono to get lopo lopo.
I gave them an illustration on laying aside every weight that will not let you climb.
Upon the aquare ni paji down bobo one kuro, ijo ni jaki alegun kes okay.
I told them the story of what happened when I became general overseer.
As upon it, don't tell anybody, Adi, Alabo, you talk about.
One of the biggest churches we had then was the church in Bolumale.
I mean, everybody
knew then that, yes, this is one of the real redeemed Christian church parishes.
But
they were giving me a lot of headache. I visited them several times to settle one quarrel or the other. I did everything I knew. Until finally, my patience ran out. The last meeting I had with them, I told them, choose your own general overseer. Put up a new signboard.
Yes,
from now on,
you're
on your own. Because I must go on. I just must go on. And that was the end of the trouble they ever gave me. And we became friends again. But honestly, I meant it at that time. And I'm sorry to tell you, I am still as determined as ever before to let go any person, any parish, any group of parishes that will not let me go on.
Anything
that will not allow you to climb, what must you do?
Later,
heaven is too precious to be missed. I pray again and again that the Almighty God will take you to heaven. I've had a vision of the rapture twice since I became born again.
But ni ishipa ya ironiti ibasoke lemeji lati bachati to me be.
One was, I think, 1981.
Ekan waye ni odun 1981.
I was in Afisi then.
Awa ni Afisi ba na.
And I saw the rapture.
But ri ibasoke.
I saw the cloud that descended. And it stopped just about 3-story building from the ground. I saw the Lord was there. Thank God I was up there. And I looked down and I saw some people. And they were looking up. They were looking at us. Some of them were even stretching their hands. As if to touch the cloud. Oh, this is the thing they've been talking about. I didn't even see any sign of sorrow in them. They were just casual about it. I know some of the people I saw then. They are still alive today. They are still in the church today. I just pray that God will change them. Then I saw that vision again. Last month. This time, it was different. I was ministering to 2 sick people. 2 chiefs from Lagos. I know them very clearly. One was blind or was losing his sight. And the other brought him. And I was praying for them. When all of a sudden, everything changed. The houses became so glorious, it is difficult to describe. Even the ground was shining. And suddenly, I looked at myself. I wasn't the same person anymore. I found myself full of joy that I can't describe. The Lord has come. The Lord has come. I was shouting. And when I wanted to jump for joy, I found that I could jump beyond the top of Sheraton Hotel. There was nothing holding me down anymore. I was jumping. I was announcing all over the place. After that second vision, anybody who doesn't want to go,
anykeni to ba wa ko lati lo bayi,
I will cheerfully cut him or her off.
Toko. Ni ma fi ge iru eni be kuro.
And I'm advising you to do the same.
O ti ro pe ko se won kana.
Because change is going to cost.
Sori pe eyipada yo noni lo won kan.
My need to cost you your right hand or your left eye or whatever.
All in all, ni oju re otun apa re otun abi ohun ko mira.
To my cost some of you your wife or your husband.
Lara yin all in all ni yala oko yin ni.
Anyone who doesn't want to go and does not want you to go.
Enikeni to ba fe lo to si fe ko lo.
That fellow has to be let go.
Iru eni be oni lati ya nipa pelu re.
Now when we talk about laying aside the weights,
nipa ta ba so nipa pipa gbogbo idiwo gbogbo ti se apa kan,
we need to know what are these things that we need to lay aside.
O ye ki amo kini awon nkan won ita ni lati pa ti se apa kan.
Some of them are easy to know.
Lara won lo derun lati mo.
I'm sure you know that you must lay aside the flesh.
Romans
chapter 8.
Romans 8:6-8.
Romans 8:6-8.
In summary, it says, those who have the flesh cannot please God. So if the flesh is the fellow that is controlling you now, you have to deal with the flesh. And very closely with the flesh, of course, are the bodily desires.
First Corinthians 9:27.
Paul said, I keep my body under.
Paul, we pay.
I've told you again and again that your number one enemy is not the devil.
But if you go
your number one enemy is your body. Won't allow you to fast. Some of you only fast when we bring you here like this. And some of you have even found a solution to that. You know you are coming to the ministers' conference. They are going to ask you to eat only once a day. So you load your suitcase with biscuits. And some of you go to eat in the toilets. Who told you that? Ask him. Some of you have gotten a shortcut out of that wine. You better tell your stomach not to take you to hell. Oh, we all know it is painful to fast. And you need that one for change. You have to be able to. Fasting is the simplest of all the desires of the flesh that must be suppressed. After all, you are even going to eat at the end of the day. Except for the senior pastors who will be doing their fairly long journey as from tomorrow. But even the long journey will end after about 7 days. I'm looking forward to the time when God will ask me to bring you here and keep you here fasting for at least 30 days.
Amen. Amen.
Don't worry, those who die, we will raise them. Oh Lord, have mercy. And then, what about worldly pursuits? 1 John 2:15-17. 1 John 2:15-17. Made it clear, he said, love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And then he began to list for us the things that he's referring to, the things of the world. God is not asking you not to build a house or have a car. All he's saying is that you seek first the kingdom of God and let him add the rest.
Oh, to so ni pe ko koko ma wa ijoba Olorun na ati ododo re ko si je ki ohun ko se afikun ijoku.
But when it is these worldly things that are driving you,
amamba to ba je pe ohun aye yi lo ti ogbogbon to le okiri,
it will drive you into things that are not 100% in accordance with the will of God.
To le o sinu awon ohun ti ko ni ibamu bi pe pelu ife Olorun.
As the elders will say,
gege bi oro awon agba,
the foundation of wealth is dirty.
Ipile oro legbi,
that is if it is the wealth that you struggle for that is not from God, if we dig deep we will find some crookedness.
Eyi ni pe oro to fura re lakaka to se la la fun ko tori ti a ba wale jin dada ari awon wa idogba.
But the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrows.
Amoy buko Olorun ni munila ti ki fi la la kun.
I was telling you last time we were here,
a so fun nigba ti a wa si nbe,
that God can embarrass you with blessings.
Se Olorun le fi ibukun da oniji,
the things you don't need,
be awon to nilo,
even things you don't want,
awon kan to te fe,
he can give to you.
O le fi fun o.
Amen. About a week, 2 weeks ago, somebody phoned and said, God told me to buy you a horse. Horse? What am I going to do with a horse? I've never ridden one before. And I don't think I'm going to try now, so I don't want to fall down and break my leg.
I said,
you better go and pray again. He said, I've already bought it. If you look around, you'll find a horse there somewhere. I'm just talking about the Almighty God saying, okay, whether you want it or not, you do my will and I will embarrass you with
blessings.
But God knows. I can't hide anything from him. You can't hide anything from him. I will cheerfully let go everything I have, everything to the last pair of shoes, just to know him more. After all, we brought nothing to this world. Try as hard as you can, you are not going to take anything away. My father in the Lord told us a story when he was alive. He told us of an animal
who
was very hungry, very lean. And he saw a garden full of beautiful fruits. Apparently the owner of the garden had gone on a journey. So he saw a hole, one little hole in the fence. So he entered and ate. And enjoyed himself.
Oh, yeah.
He grew, became fat and plumpy. Then one day,
Lord,
the owner of the garden returned and said, some animals are already eating my fruits. Next week, 7 days from here to now, today, I will come and harvest my crops.
So, but the job is
and clear the garden. When the animal heard that, he ran back to the hole through which he came in. The hole cannot even take his head anymore.
He
is already big and plumpy. What am I going to do?
Can you wash?
7 days, the owner is coming. Death is coming. So he began to fast.
Oh, I better wait.
7 days later, he was just slim enough to sleep through before the owner came. Papa used to conclude by saying, if you want to know how you must be for you to go back to heaven, consider the size of the canal through which you came into the world. So if you like, possess the whole world. Own all the houses in Lagos. And Accra.
Atitakra.
And London.
London.
And was Cote d'Ivoire. And America.
America.
Own all the houses. Own all the cars. When it is time to go. Let's see how many of them can go with you through that canal through which you came.
Have
all the titles. Know everybody in the world. Let's see how many of them will be able to help you on that day. So it is easy to know some of the things we must lay aside. But then there are some that we don't even know. That it is only God that can reveal. If you read Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to 7, each time I read that passage, I sit down and ask God for help. Let's read it. Revelation 2. Verse
1 to 7.
It's a letter written to a church. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. I know thy works. And thy labor. And thy patience. And how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. And hast found them liars. And hast borne. And has patience. And for my name's sake has labored. And has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and change. Well, it's repent there, but I'm sure you know that repent also means change.
and do the first works.
Kí o sì ṣe iṣẹ́ ìṣáájú.
Or else I will come unto thee quickly.
Bí kò sì ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀, èmi ó sì tọ̀ ọ wá.
And will remove thy candlestick out of his place.
Èmi ó sì ṣe ọ̀pá fìtílà rẹ kúrò ní ipò rẹ̀.
Except thou repent.
Bí kò ṣe bí ìwọ bá ronúpìwàdà.
But this thou hast.
Ṣùgbọ́n èyí ni ìwọ ní.
That thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
Pé ìwọ kórìíra iṣẹ́ àwọn Nicolaitani. Èyí tí èmi pẹ̀lú sì kórìíra.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Ẹni tí ó bá ní etí, kí ó gbọ́ ohun tí èmi sọ fún àwọn ìjọ.
To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life.
Ẹni tí ó bá ṣẹ́gun ni èmi ò fi èso igi iyé ní fún jẹ.
Which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Tí bẹ láàrin paradísì Ọlọ́run.
When I studied that passage.
Nígbà tí mo kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ nínú ẹsẹ̀ yìí.
I found a church that to me was doing extremely well.
Mo rí ìjọ kan tí mo rí pé ó ń ṣe dáadáa gan.
10 good points in favor of the church.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ rere ohun rere mẹ́wàá tó wà nípa ti ìjọ náà.
They had worked.
Wọ́n ti ṣiṣẹ́.
They had labored.
Wọ́n ti ṣaápọn.
They had patience.
Wọ́n ní sùúrù.
They hated evil.
Wọ́n kórìíra púpọ̀ ibi.
They even know who is a false apostle and who is not.
Wọ́n tẹ̀ mọ́ àwọn apostle èké àtàwọn tí kì í ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
They persevered.
Wọ́n farada.
And they even had patience in labor.
Wọ́n tẹ̀ ní sùúrù nínú làálàá.
They persistently labored for Christ.
Wọ́n ṣe làálàá fún Kristi láìyẹsẹ̀.
They refused to be weary.
Wọ́n kọ̀ láti rẹ̀wẹ̀sì.
And then they hate the Nicolaitans.
Wọ́n sì kórìíra àwọn Nicolaitani.
10 things God said in favor of them.
Àwọn ohun mẹ́wàá lọ́lọ́run sọ ní rere nípa wọn.
But as usual with God.
Àmọ́ bó ti wà pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
Failing one, failing all.
Tó bá kùnà nínú owó kan, ó kùnà gbogbo rẹ̀ nìyẹn.
Only one negative thing.
Ohun àìdọ́gba kan ṣe péré.
God said they have left their first love.
Ọlọ́run wí pé wọ́n ti sọ ìfẹ́ wọn àkọ́kọ́ nù.
Many of us are doing fine.
Ọ̀pọ̀ wa là ń ṣe dáadáa.
Some of us are working hard.
Lára wa ló ṣiṣẹ́ kíkan kíkan.
Even under difficult situations.
Láàárín ipò tó gbójú kan pàápàá.
Some of us are working where the temperature is almost 40 degrees every day.
Ọ̀pọ̀ wa ló ń ṣiṣẹ́ níbi tó jẹ́ pé ooru bẹ̀ kò ṣe kò ní lójoojúmọ́.
No air conditioner.
Kò sí ẹ̀rọ ìmúlé tó múlé tutù.
No fridge.
Kò sí ẹ̀rọ tó mú nǹkan tutù.
And we are even poorly paid for that too.
Síbẹ̀, a ò sanwó ọ̀yà tó dá fún wa.
Now we kept on working for the Lord.
Àmọ́ a tẹ̀síwájú láti máa ṣiṣẹ́ fún Olúwa.
And doing very hard work.
À ń ṣiṣẹ́ tó le gan.
Winning souls.
À ń ṣeré ọkàn.
Sleeping on the floor.
À ń sùn sórí ilẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀.
Is it possible that there might be something that God will see in us and say, no, with this one you can go?
Ǹjẹ́ ó ṣe é ṣe fún Ọlọ́run láti rí ohun kan nínú ayé wa tó lè wí pé torí eléyìí o lè lọ.
Maybe once in a while you say to God, God, you see me here now, I'm suffering for you.
Bóyá lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan tí ẹ máa ń sọ fún Ọlọ́run pé Ọlọ́run ó máa rí mi bí mo ṣe ń jìyà o.
I'm sure you see the GO2 at the camp.
Ó sì rí alábòjútó náà ní ilẹ̀ pàgọ́.
He's even riding a horse now.
Ó ti gbé ẹṣin kútúpà kútúpà nísìnyí.
I hope you are taking note, oh Lord.
Ṣé o ṣáà rí iṣẹ́ o?
God might be looking at some of these hidden thoughts and say, this fellow can't go.
Ọlọ́run lè máa wo àwọn èrò ìkọ̀kọ̀ wọ̀nyí. Ọlọ́run sì sọ pé irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ò lè lọ.
There will be surprises in heaven.
Ìdí ni níjì tàbí ìyàlẹ́nu yóò wà lé ọ̀run.
There are people you think will not be there, who will be there?
Àárín àwọn tó kò lérò pé wọ́n wà níbẹ̀ tí wọ́n sì wà níbẹ̀.
There are people you think you will see there, they won't even come near at all.
Àárín àwọn tó máa lérò pé ó yẹ kó wà níbẹ̀ tí wọ́n ti ẹ̀ ní débẹ̀ rárá.
But the important thing is you, are you going to be there?
Ohun tó ṣe pàtàkì ni pé kó ronú ara ẹ, ṣé ìrẹ gan ó lè wà níbẹ̀ bí?
That's why you have to keep yourself open and say, God, tell me.